ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಜಾತಂ ಸಹಜನ ರಜನಾಥಂ ವಿಧಂಸಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ವೃಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಾರ ಸಹಜನ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಂ ವಿಧಾಂಶ. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and of all the other preceptors on the path of devotional service. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas and unto the six Goswamis, including Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and their associates. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all his devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur. I then offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. We're going to be discussing the different ways that Lord Chaitanya appears. As we explained yesterday, Lord Chaitanya appears in three ways: directly, and as a special manifestation, and also he empowers devotees. He can appear in the heart of his devotees. In his incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna descended to deliver all the living beings in the three worlds, from Brahmalok down to Patalalok. He caused their deliverance in three ways. The Lord delivered the fallen souls in some places by meeting them directly, in other places by empowering a pure devotee, and in still other places by appearing before someone himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered almost all the fallen souls by directly meeting them. He delivered others by entering the body of Nakul Brahmachari and by appearing before Nrisimhananda Brahmachari. I shall deliver the fallen souls. This statement characterizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let us meditate on that intent of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. I shall deliver the fallen souls. Why should we feel that we're abandoned in this cosmos? That if there's a God, how could he allow us to go through all this ignorance and suffering? No, the ignorance and suffering is our doing because of our attachments to darkness. Krishna is always, in innumerable ways, trying to bring us back to our original constitutional position. But we resist so much. We should count the ways sometimes how we resist going back to Godhead. You can make an individual list for yourself. This is what I do to avoid Krishna's mercy. Yes, yes. Have some self-introspection, some self-analysis. Because I want this and I want that, I don't want to go back to Krishna right away. I have some things I want to do first. These are my desires, which are so important to me. And then you'll see where you're at. You can do a stock-taking of yourself. From time to time, it's good to do that. Just like sometimes stores, they shut down and do a stock-taking. Or if they're very high-power stores, they do it at night during closing hours. Yes, they do that here in England also. They have a whole team that comes in to Tesco and works at night, stocks all the shelves. So, we should do a stock taking of ourselves and see all the barriers we throw up to keep Krishna's mercy from getting too close. That'll be interesting. Krishna, from his side, he's
anxious that his parts and parcels reawaken their love of Krishna. Therefore, the Lord can be characterized by this statement, I shall deliver the fallen souls. Those who cooperate with Krishna and participate in the Sankirtan movement, you are directly acting on the intent of the Supreme Lord. You're directly acting as the arms and legs of the Lord to reach in every town and village so that people can benefit from devotional service to the Lord. Purport. The Lord always manifested his Abhirbhava appearance in the following four places. So you remember the three ways that Lord Chaitanya appears. Directly by meeting someone as he was traveling through India. Then he can empower the heart of a pure devotee and appear in the heart of that devotee. And also Lord Chaitanya can make a special appearance before a particular person. That's called the Abhirbhava. And that Abhirbhava, this special manifestation for a particular person in a particular place. Particularly, or most specifically, this happened, number one, in the house of Sachi Devi. Number two, whenever Nityananda Prabhu danced in ecstasy. Number three, at the house of Srivas Thakur during Kirtan. And number four, in the house of Raghava Pandit, who prepared such exquisite prasad for the Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present, anyone in the world who met him even once was fully satisfied and became spiritually advanced. When Lord Chaitanya was touring South India, chanting Hare Krishna as he walked from village to village, he would meet someone would pass him on the road, and Lord Chaitanya would say, Hare Krishna. And that person would say, Hare Krishna, and immediately be absorbed in pure love of Krishna. Then that person would be going along the road and meet someone. That person would say, Hare Krishna. The other person would say, Hare Krishna. And that person would become fully empowered in pure love of God. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya caused a mighty avalanche of love of Krishna by meeting one person, and then that person met another person, and that other person met another person, and this way things just increased. Every year, devotees from Bengal would go to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the meeting, they would return to Bengal. You can see how Srila Prabhupada got his idea that those, especially those who are frontline preachers and distributors of Krishna consciousness, he wanted that they should try, if possible, to go to the holy dhams every year. Just like the associates of Lord Chaitanya every year would go to Jagannath Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya. Then they would return. Similarly, people went to Jagannath Puri from various provinces of India. They were fully satisfied after seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People from all over the universe, including the seven islands, the nine khandas, the planets of the demigods, Gandharva Loka and Kinnarloka, would go there in the forms of human beings. So this is how Lord Chaitanya delivered the whole universe. Entities from other planets would come and take human form and associate in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and get the mercy. Then they would go back to their planets. So Lord Chaitanya is extraterrestrial. Simply going around chanting and dancing, he delivered the whole universe because people from other planets wanted to see this. Then they would go back to their planet and chant Hare Krishna. So in this way, the Sankirtan movement drowned the whole universe. Sometimes in Christianity, people, you know, challengers to Christianity say, well, Jesus, he said to have delivered the people of this earth who would believe in him. But what about, I always asked this question to my mother when I was young. Well, I said, Mom, what about people who are born on the North Pole and they never get to hear about Jesus? I mean, what happens to them? Is it their fault? She couldn't answer. Now you can extend it. What about people on other planets? But here you see that Lord Chaitanya covered the whole universe with his mercy by representatives from different planets coming to see him disguised in human form. What to speak of ordinary people from other planets? Brahma, Shiva, Durga Devi. They would all come disguised to see Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. In this way, Chaitanya Leela is a cosmic event, in the very least. And of course, more than a cosmic event, Chaitanya Leela involves the most confidential sections of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna coming to taste the loving devotion of Srimati Radharani. So in this way, you can see the full comprehensive picture of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Having seen the Lord, all the people became Vaishnavas. Thus they danced and chanted the Hare Krishna mantra in ecstatic love of Godhead. Thus by direct meetings, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the three worlds. Some people, however, could not go and were entangled in material activities. I'd like you to feel what's that. What is that like, to be entangled? You see a cat, a little kitten, entangled in a ball of yarn. So just imagine yourself entangled in material activities. I can't go. I can't go see Lord Chaitanya. I'm entangled. I'm bound by a network of temporary activities and false hopes. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ashapasha Shataya Bhuta. Bound by a network of false hopes and illusions. You can't go. So then what happens? To deliver people in regions throughout the universe who could not meet him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered the bodies of pure devotees. Thus he empowered living beings, his pure devotees, by manifesting in them so much of his own devotion that people in all other countries became devotees by seeing them. So this is our prayer, that Krishna will empower us so that we can be instruments for Lord Chaitanya. In that way, everyone who meets the empowered devotee becomes inspired to chant Hare Krishna and break free from the entanglements of material activities. We should beg Krishna for that, that he please, he kindly empower our heart so that we can impress upon others the urgency for engaging in the devotional service of the Lord and the super excellence of devotional service. Devotional service, bhakti, is so extraordinary that even if from the material point of view, everything else goes wrong in your life. If you have devotional service, you are the most fortunate person. That you have to understand. If everything else materially goes wrong in your life, but you have a chance to serve Krishna, you are the most fortunate person in the universe. Why should you base your success, quote unquote, on material abilities, material facilities? They go so quickly. Why not base the success of your life on you're having devotional service. And you should cherish whatever service you're doing. Everything else goes. Just like 1 minute I had my luggage, next minute it's gone. All the technology can't find it. The airline says, okay, we'll enter it in our computer and you can check on our progress. You don't even have to call us up to find out if we found the bag. Just log in on the internet, enter this number, and you'll see the whole progress of our searching and recovering your bag and delivering it to you. Anyway, it's been 3 days and nothing yet. Every time I log in on the internet and put the note, the code, the reference number in, same message, still searching. One minute, I had my suitcase, all my clothes, my dear possessions, my portable exercise kit. Keep me fit for kirtan. So many little things, now all gone. That is life. Life itself. This particular life goes so quickly. When you have something stolen, or when you lose something, you can understand what it's like to lose your body. Maybe you've had an experience of being separated from a possession. It's like a kind of death. Something's yanked away from you. Hey, you can't do that. You can't take mine. My bag. How can you take this? It's me, my bag. It's gone. We need to learn to discount or not consider so significant our material aspirations and goals and be so happy that I have a little service to do for Krishna. If you can master that attitude, then you'll remain safe in Krishna consciousness. The big problems come in life when you think there's something more important than your own Krishna consciousness. Then the problems start. You can just count them. And they start multiplying and getting intricate and turning in on themselves and doing loop-de-loops. And soon you've got a whole entanglement. That happens as soon as you start thinking something is more important than your own Krishna conscious endeavors to engage in Krishna's service. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the entire three worlds, not only by his personal presence, but also by empowering others. I shall briefly describe how he empowered a living being in Bengal. You can see that empowerment going on even today. Not simply in terms of the greatest devotees and their extraordinary empowerment, but even little beginning devotees. 1 minute they're space cases, struggling to get through the day in this new Krishna consciousness for them. And then they take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's devotional service, and they just change. They become transformed. That means Krishna is empowering them. So you just don't need to focus on Lord Chaitanya's direct associates to see that empowerment. You can see it even in its beginning degrees in the devotees around you. So then, once we feel Lord Chaitanya's empowerment in terms relative to a young devotee, next, you have to work to preserve and increase that empowerment. Krishna has invested in you. So take that very seriously and work to convince Krishna that you need more mercy for serving him. We'll talk a little bit about Nakul Brahmachari. He's an example that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives about how the Lord empowered a person. In Ambuya Muluka, there was a person named Nakul Brahmachari, who was a perfectly pure devotee, greatly advanced in devotional service. Desiring to deliver all the people of Bengal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the heart of Nakul Brahmachari. Nakul Brahmachari became exactly like a man haunted by a ghost. Thus he sometimes laughed, sometimes cried, sometimes danced, and sometimes chanted like a madman. He continuously exhibited bodily transformations of transcendental love. Thus he cried, trembled, became stunned, perspired, danced in love of Godhead, and made sounds like those of a cloud. Narottam Das Thakur prays, when will that day be mine? When I say the name Gauranga. That's the Gaur mantra, Gauranga. Four syllables. When will that day be mine? When tears will shoot from my eyes upon my recitation of the name Gauranga. Gauranga Bodhidhyabe Pulaka Sharia. It's okay to aspire like that. It's bona fide to long for the day when you will break out in ecstatic symptoms by chanting the holy name Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. When will that day be mine when I can chant in ecstasy, dance in ecstasy? You can aspire like that. Your heart can long for that. That is a genuine Vaishnava ambition. See, there are ambitions in Krishna consciousness. A devotee is highly motivated for serving Krishna. Of course, materialists cannot understand the motivation of a devotee, especially a devotee who is fixed in pure love of God. Very difficult to understand. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami warns about this often in Chaitanya Charitamrita. No one can understand the behavior of someone absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. Their activities are very difficult to understand. You can see even the activities of beginning devotees. They're not understood. Parents have a hard time understanding most of the time. Why are you doing what you're doing? Have material goals like everybody does. In Kali Yuga, people are not trained to recognize the value of developing saintly qualities. It's like I always remember Chandidas' story about when he went for his interview for his to enroll in his PhD program at university here. The professor interviewing him, she said, "I don't know if you got what it takes to succeed, to push ahead. I mean, your grades look great, but you just look too peaceful. I don't see that, you know, material, ambitious, acquisitive nature in you." She didn't sense that go for the juggler vein, you know, propensity in him. You really think you can handle our university? I just don't get that feeling that I don't feel any passion. So then she So you send me some recommendations from other professors who know you. I don't see this in you. You just look too tranquil, too peaceful. There's one. Maybe 10 years ago it was famous. Business management advice book called How to Swim with the Sharks. So she was looking at him and seeing, you don't look like you're able to swim with the sharks. You don't have the necessary ingredients for material exploitation and capitalization. They don't understand the mentality of a devotee who's very keen to satisfy Krishna's senses, but not at all eager to worry about his or her own sense gratification. Materialists consider that to be a fault. Come on, come alive, serve your senses. Get into it. Slave for your senses. What? No? What's wrong with you? Are you dead? And of course, devotees of Lord Krishna, they see those who are working vigorously to please their senses. We see that as the activity of a dead person. You only come to life in bhakti yoga because that is the eternal activity of the soul. Let's hear about the body of Nikul Brahmachari. His body shone with the same luster as that of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he showed the same absorption in ecstatic love of Godhead. People came from all provinces of Bengal to see these symptoms. He advised whomever he met to chant the holy names, Hare Krishna. Thus, upon seeing him, people were overwhelmed with love of God. So that's one way that Lord Chaitanya distributed his mercy. Remember the three ways? Directly, and then by empowering the heart of a pure devotee, and then by making specific appearances before specific persons. Now we're going to hear about the Avirbhava avatar, how Lord Chaitanya appears before a specific person at a specific time. This is very interesting. Remember, we explained the four particular places of this Avirbhava avatar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appeared in four places. In the household temple of Mother Shachi, in the places where Nityananda Prabhu danced, in the house of Shivas Pandit during congregational chanting, and in the house of Raghava Pandit. He appeared, what? Because of his attraction to the love of his devotees. That is his natural characteristic. Attraction to the love of his devotees. We were explaining yesterday how this is the most essential feature of the Supreme Lord that we should understand. Krishna is the most expert in having loving affairs and loving relationships. And here we are thinking, Krishna doesn't know so much how to deal with us. Krishna is the master at arranging loving affairs and pushing them on. So, with his Avirbhava appearance, he showed himself at particular times to particular devotees, attracted by their love. Love is attractive, not the so-called love of this material world, which is just thinly disguised lust. No, the love of the spiritual growth, the real love. That is attractive. It attracts Krishna himself. But to speak of Krishna's parts, parcels. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before Nrisimhananda Brahmachari and ate his offerings. Please hear about this with attention. Shivananda Sen had a nephew named Srikanta Sen, who by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely fortunate. One year, Srikanta Sen came alone to Jagannath Puri in great eagerness to see the Lord. Yes, we talked about that yesterday, eagerness. It's a wonderful feeling in Krishna consciousness to be eager to serve Krishna. You can practice that eagerness. When you're going to do some service, you can meditate on your eagerness. When you're going out the door for Sankirtan, think about eagerness. Yes, let's go, let's do it, come on. You're already making the sacrifice, so you might as well get into it with your emotions. You can grab each other. Come on, let's go. By practice, Krishna will reward you with the real emotions. You have to start somewhere. So don't like be cynical and, oh, come on, Prabhu. You know you don't really feel like that. Get real. Let's be as downcast and dour as we can. No. You see, the soul is naturally eager to serve Krishna. So you're not faking anything. The real fake thing is the material behavior of lethargy and the blahs. That's faking it. The real you is pure spirit soul, part of Krishna. So the real you is always eager to serve Krishna. So don't let the artificial behavior get in the way of the real you. A smart devotee knows how to use his or her emotions to propel himself or herself forward in devotional service. It's not all theoretical, you know. You got to put your guts into it. Krishna consciousness is for the whole person. It's something for the heart, something for the head, so to speak. Something for all the senses. Remember how enthusiastic everyone is when there's nice prasad? So that's the way we should be for all our service. All the service is prasad, mercy. So let's help each other. It's easy when others are like that. So Srikanta Sen came to Jagannath Puri in great eagerness to see the Lord. Seeing Srikanta Sen, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed causeless mercy upon him. Srikanta Sen stayed near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for about 2 months at Jagannath Puri. When he was about to return to Bengal, the Lord told him, "Forbid the devotees of Bengal to come to Jagannath Puri this year." This year I shall personally go to Bengal and meet all the devotees there, headed by Advaita Acharya. Please inform Shivananda Sen that this December I shall certainly go to his home. Jagannananda is there, and he will give me offerings of food. Inform them all that no one should come to Jagannath Puri this year. When Srikanta Sen returned to Bengal and delivered this message, the minds of all the devotees were very pleased. They all were happy. Wow, Lord Chaitanya is coming in to see us. We don't have to go to Jagannath Puri. How glorious, he's coming. Of course, they were eager to go to Jagannath Puri. But still, the fact that the Lord was coming to Bengal, that's great news for them. Advaita Acharya was just about to go to Jagannath Puri with the other devotees. But upon hearing this message, he waited. Shivananda Sen and Jagadananda also stayed back, awaiting the arrival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can just see the scene. Everyone's waiting. December, he's coming. When the month of Pausha arrived, both Jagadananda and Shivananda collected all kinds of paraphernalia for the Lord's reception. Every day they would wait until evening for the Lord to come. As you know, there's no telephones or email then. So there's no buses, you know. So you know, everyone's walking everywhere. So they just, every evening would wait to see if Lord Chaitanya was coming walking up the road. As the month passed, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, Jagadananda and Shivananda became most unhappy. Suddenly, Nisringananda appeared, and Jagadananda and Shivananda arranged for him to sit near them. Seeing them both so unhappy, Nisringananda inquired, "Why do I see that you are both despondent?" Then Shivananda Sen told him, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised that he would come. Why then has he not arrived?" Hearing this, Nisringananda Brahmachari replied, "Please be satisfied. I assure you that I shall bring him here 3 days from now." How was this? What was Shivananda and Jagadananda's reaction? Were trusting and appreciative. Why? They knew the Srinanda Brahmachari is always absorbed in the topmost love of Krishna. He's got influence. His love can attract Lord Chaitanya to come. If he says he can bring Lord Chaitanya in 3 days, it's going to work. It's going to happen. So they felt assured, yes, he'll certainly bring Lord Chaitanya. After meditating for 2 days, Nisringananda Brahmachari told Shivananda Sen, "I have already brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the village known as Panihati. Tomorrow at noon, he will come to your home. Therefore, please bring all kinds of cooking ingredients. I shall personally cook and offer them to offer the food to the Lord. In this way, I shall bring him here very soon. Be assured that I am telling you the truth. Do not be doubtful." Now you can imagine the devotees. All right, okay. You say you're going to do this. We'll bring all kinds of boga food to offer to the Lord. "Bring all the ingredients very soon, for I want to begin cooking immediately. Please do what I say." Nisringananda Brahmachari said to Shivananda, "Please bring whatever cooking ingredients I want." Thus Shivananda Sen immediately brought whatever he asked for. So Nisringananda Brahmachari began cooking very early in the morning. So many varieties of food, vegetables, cakes, sweet rice, and other preparations. After he finished cooking, he put out 3 plates, one for Lord Jagannath, one for Lord Chaitanya, and one for his Ishtadeva, his own personal worshipable deity, Lord Nisringadeva. So he divided all the food he cooked into 3 offerings. Then he went outside the temple and began to meditate upon the Lord. In his meditation, he saw the Avirbhava avatar. He saw the special appearance of the Lord for a particular person at a particular place. He saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quickly come, sit down, and eat all three offerings, leaving behind nothing. What was the Sringananda's reaction? He was overwhelmed by transcendental ecstasy upon seeing Lord Chaitanya eat everything. Tears flowed from his eyes. Nevertheless, he expressed dismay, saying, "Alas, alas, my dear Lord, what are you doing? You're eating everyone's food." What does that mean? "My dear Lord, you are one with Jagannath. Therefore, I have no objection to your eating his offering. But why are you touching the offering to Lord Nisringadev?" "I think that Nisringadev could not eat anything today, and therefore he is fasting. If the master fasts, how can the servant live?" Although Nisringa Brahmachari felt jubilation within his heart to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating everything, nevertheless, for the sake of Lord Nisringadev, his worshipful deity, he externally expressed disappointment. These are the ways of love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference, therefore, between him, Lord Jagannath, and Lord Nisringadev. You see, Nisringananda Brahmachari was very eager to understand this point, that Lord Chaitanya is the same as his worshipable deity, Lord Nisringadev, and the same as Lord Jagannath. So therefore, because of that eagerness, Lord Chaitanya personally arranged this practical demonstration. So Lord Chaitanya came and ate all three plates of food. After eating all the offerings, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started for Panihati. There he was greatly satisfied to see the different varieties of vegetables prepared in the house of Raghava. So Lord Chaitanya, in his special Avirbhav, left for the house of Raghava Pandit. And now Sivananda is saying to Nisringananda, "Why are you expressing dismay?" Nisringananda replied, "Just see the behavior of your Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He alone has eaten the offerings for all three deities. Because of this, both Jagannath and Nisringadev remain fasting." When Sivananda Sain heard this statement, he was unsure whether Nisringananda Brahmachari was speaking that way because of ecstatic love or because it was actually a fact. Sivananda Sain was thinking, you know, these Hare Krishnas, you know, sometimes they get overwhelmed by, you know, ecstasies and... Is it really a fact? Did Lord Chaitanya really come? Just Sringananda Brahmachari just overwhelmed with transcendental love of God, seeing things. When Sivananda Sain was thus perplexed, Sringananda Brahmachari said to him, "Bring more food, let me cook again for Lord Nisringadev." Then Sivananda Sain brought the ingredients with which to cook, and Sringananda again cooked and offered the food to Nisringadev. Now we move ahead to the next year when the devotees went to Jagannath Puri. Again, like always, except for that year they didn't go. The next year, Sivananda went to Jagannath Puri with all the other devotees to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, in the presence of all the devotees, the Lord raised these topics concerning the Sringananda Brahmachari and praised his transcendental qualities. The Lord said, last year in the month of Pausha, when the Sringananda gave me varieties of sweetmeats and vegetables to eat, they were so good that I had never before eaten such preparations. Hearing this, all the devotees were struck with wonder, and Sivananda became confident that the incident was true. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to eat at the temple of Sachi Mata every day, and also visit the house of Shivas Thakur when kirtan was performed. Similarly, he was always present when Nityananda Prabhu danced, and he regularly appeared at the house of Raghava. Now let us hear this propensity of the Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita is helping you to get to know Krishna, to understand Krishna. When you want to love someone, you want to know all about that person, their activities, their qualities, their desires, what makes them tick, so to speak. So that is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami writes, Lord Gaurasundar is greatly influenced by the love of his devotees. Therefore, wherever there is pure devotion to the Lord himself, subdued by such love, appears and his devotees see him. The important point is subdued by the love of his devotees. That is God. This is far beyond understanding God as the creator, maintainer, and destroyer. This is about understanding the Lord as being subdued by the love and devotion of his devotees. Influenced by the loving affairs of Sivananda Sain, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again and again. Therefore, who can estimate the limits of his love? The love of Sivananda Sain. Thus I have described the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears about these incidents can understand the transcendental opulence of the Lord. So let that be a lesson for us. How Lord Chaitanya appears, attracted and influenced by the love of his devotees. By hearing these leelas from Chaitanya Charitamrita, we begin to aspire. I want to be like that. I want to taste that. Is there any hope for me? That's good. Krishna is watching from within your heart. Ah, you're developing aspirations. You're developing proper ambition. Once you convince Krishna that's what you really want, he'll arrange for you. That is the real wealth in life. Aspirations, ambitions for obtaining the prema dana, the treasure, the wealth of love of Krishna. It's important to hear the glories of Krishna and his devotees, because then you start to aspire your heart. Yes, yes, this is what I want. Yes, why now? Yes, I should. That's good. When the sound vibration goes in your ear, then yes, yes. Let me do like it. Let me serve Krishna. What is this temporary life anyway? What is this temporary life? That's why it's so important to regularly immerse yourself daily in hearing the glories of the Lord, so that you can have a proper internal condition, a proper emotional core that's always pumping with ambition. Yes, serving Krishna. Yes, let's do it. Yes, eagerness. All right, any questions? Yes.
Yes, It's we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya flooded the whole universe with love of Godhead. But if you look at Western sort of interpretations of history and what was going on in the world, like particularly other countries of this planet at that specific time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then their interpretations are they don't sort of give any record of anything like a spiritual revolution going on. So does that mean that their interpretations of history are completely inaccurate?
No. Although even from the material point of view, they're not completely accurate, but they're not completely inaccurate either. That's the materialistic vision of what happened. Friends, how you look at things. But we were just reading about how Lord Chaitanya has his special manifestations, the Avirbhava avatar, attracted by the love of his devotees. You need another vision to see that. Shivananda Singh was wondering, what is this Sringananda Brahmachari talking about? He promised he's going to bring Lord Chaitanya here. What's going on? The Sringananda Brahmachari saw. He's eaten all the offerings. Jagannath Dev, Sringadev, and his own. I can understand him eating Jagannath's offerings. We all know he's the same as Lord Jagannath. But what about my Ishtadev, my worshipful Lord, the Sringadev? He's my master. The Sringadev has to fast. That means I, the servant, I also have to fast. Everything depends on your vision. Krishna appeared in this world 5,000 years ago. Most persons did not understand he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, you benefit. What about when Krishna appeared in the wrestling arena of Kamsa? He was seen in 10 different ways according to 10 different flavors. The wrestlers saw him like a thunderbolt. They were influenced by fear. The ladies saw him as, oh, the most attractive, beautiful young man. The cowherd men from Vrindavan saw him as, that's Krishna, he's one of us, he's our friend. There are 10 different ways of seeing Krishna as he entered the wrestling arena. King Kamsa, he was fearful. The wrestlers there, they were more like, ah, we're going to get him. Kamsa knew the prophecy that he was to die. Everything depends on your vision. Right now, Krishna's presence is the holy name. Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Some are taking advantage, some not. Some see the presence of the Lord as Nama Rupa, others don't. Still, changes are happening in the world, whether people know the cause or not. Seeing Krishna's activities involves a completely different level of perception than ordinary. When Krishna's on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all those who gave up their bodies, seeing his beautiful form, they went back to Gaya. There's so many imperceptible things happening because of the appearance of the Lord and his devotees. What about those who meet the Sankirtan devotee and they just take a book in their hands, look at it? Nice.
Very good.
But not today. Take the book back. They've just given themselves a human form of life guaranteed in their next birth. They don't see it. But by their appreciation, even momentary appreciation of Srila Prabhupada's book, they get a human form of life. What to speak of, they take it home, put it in their house. Keeping it in their house means they're keeping the deities there in their house. Somehow, if people help the Sankirtan movement, their imperceptible by material vision changes that happen. I get to see this a lot when traveling. All of a sudden people want to help you do things. Or sometimes all of a sudden people want to, you know, give you a hard time. For no reason at all. People want to pick up your luggage and hand it to you. Or sometimes someone can just get enraged just by looking at you as a devotee. Like one devotee was telling me today, in New Zealand, that they got the bank statement, you know, the banks print up statements for their, you know, ISKCON account, International Society of Krishna account, whatever. And then, you know, everyone knows what a bank statement looks like. They print your name on it, you know. And then someone at the bank had become enraged by seeing the word Krishna and actually put into the, you know, the bank computer, so the bank statement prints out Krishna consciousness, and underneath it says Jesus loves you. Can you believe it? So every month, you know, it comes. I told him, he took that to the bank manager and showed him, this is, you know, what is this? You know? We have nothing against Jesus, but the fact that one of your employees would do such a thing, you know. So some people, they just get unnecessarily enraged, and some people just astonish you by wanting to help you. You had examples of someone just becoming suddenly enraged by seeing a devotee? Like what? Can you give an example? Yeah?
A friend of mine who's doing Cuba at the moment.
Where?
In London.
Where?
I'm not sure whereabouts.
Inside, outside?
Near South Street.
Outside?
Yeah. And outside the temple. And they were going through the streets, thinking about how now. Someone picked up a stone and threw it, and hit him across the head, like, meets an under, and made him bleed. Mm-hmm. Just because they couldn't handle single beats and essence. So they threw the stone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was about to, big chap, so he's about to launch back into him, and all the brothers stopped and said, no, that's his Krishna consciousness, and he struck you, and you were the one who was struck, so he'd be happy.
I don't understand, he struck.
The brothers are saying that out of all the people who were struck, it was you who was hit by the stone.
So yes.
It's Krishna's mercy, not you. But you were out with us. It was his first Harinam as well. I don't know, they found it quite interesting. I'm so sure. I'm quite rough myself.
Oh, these Hare Krishna, they say a lot of wild things. That one was over my head a bit.
Not me, sir.
Did they make sure that the guy didn't throw another stone?
Oh.
You have some stories?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, I was on door to door in New Zealand in a small town, and there's a couple of nice people in a few houses, and then I got to the end of the street and I knocked on this fellow's door, and he came, I was in ropes, and as soon as he came out and saw me, his face went red and he just grabbed me, manhandled me out the gate and just threw me out and said, "Don't you come back, I'll be calling the police." And it was he was obviously intimidated by the religion. So "Don't you bring your religion around here, and don't you knock on my door," and so I threw me out. I think my house was nice.
Any of you ladies have such an experience? What?
Guru Maharaj, when I was in Sankirtan, someone tried to take me off the street, and it was a man, quite taller than me, and he was coming fast, and I tried to stop him, and he said, "Who are you, what are you doing?" And I said, "I'm Hare Krishna," and he said, "Oh, I'm a Christian." And then, and the next thing I knew, he picked me up, and he was like swinging me around, and I thought he was trying, I thought he was going to put me in a bin or something. So I started screaming at him, he put me down. And I said, "No way to treat you, lady."
So what did he say? What did he say? "No way to shoot a lady."
I said, "I'm going to phone the police." And I kind of got a bit, like sheepish. He was a bit like, "Oh, I didn't mean to, you know." So yeah, I said, "You've got to leave me alone. You've got to get out of my way, because I'm really alone. I'm going to call the police if you don't leave me right now." And so he left.
No way to treat a lady. Glad to see that our vice divies are developing self-respect. Just see, 5 years ago, if someone had done that, you'd have said, "Oh, nice." Someone's paying attention to me. Just see how the consciousness becomes purified. All right. So I think I'll give class tomorrow morning. And I still have lots of devotees to talk to during the day. Any else?
And Guru, you were talking about how same time movement was spread throughout the three worlds by different living entities coming in the form of humans.
Krishna's Kavya Goswami explains that.
Can you explain what the line in the Guru Vandana means that spiritual master's fame is spread throughout the three worlds?
The fame of devotional service resonates everywhere. What's the difficulty? To be a devotee, a real devotee, is not an ordinary thing. Devotional activities that's the real news of the universe. And enlightened beings always want to hear about devotion everywhere. Just like, for example, when Karna comes from Wales and you ask, "Oh, how's it going there? What are you doing?" Similarly, it goes on like that all over the universe. As you become more advanced in devotion, Krishna will let you see this. first beg Krishna to let you see the glories of the devotees who are right around you. Then, after that, your vision expands to see the glories of devotees in far-flung places. If you can't appreciate the glories of the devotees around you, if you take them for granted, become over familiar, then what is the hope for your vision to expand? By reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, you get a real full taste for the exquisite dealings between the Lord and the devotees, and between the devotees and other devotees. I always point out you can become equipped with all good qualities in Vaishnava behavior just by studying Chaitanya Charitamrita. All right. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.